Content matters. Content. Noun. What you post, whether it's written, a picture, or a video. I love the content this thought leader puts out. You'll notice, as we go on, that each step influences the other. For instance, more connections will get you more eyeballs on your content. At the same time, more content will help you build more connections. Your content is what will make you more visible to the people you connect with and is the key to how you communicate with your audience. Again, it's a lot like farming. There's a formula for how much sun and water plants need. So the more sun they get, it's often the case that they'll need more water. Again, I'm going to ask a question that seems simple, but is pretty complicated. Why is visibility important? Because it's a key component of being an attractive leader. Basically, you want your vision, values, and why to be seen by anyone who might align with them. Remember Anne? She created content that was seen by a top recruit, and then he messaged her. That's attractive leadership at its finest. On social media, you have to be visible to be attractive. Her letters and emails weren't enough. Her posts humanized her and moved recruits through the process faster because they knew and trusted her. People see what you post. The content you post on social media is what could potentially lead to a message down the line from a recruit who is feeling disaffected under their current leader and recognizes something special in you and your content. At the same time, this places a lot of pressure on people. I remember when I first started building my personal brand, and I thought I had to be the John Maxwell of recruiting coaching. I had to think of nothing but amazing thought leadership posts like him. Anybody that's read any of Maxwell's books knows that's a ton of pressure. I remember racking my brain at night to conjure up these awesome thoughts around leadership and recruiting. But then, at some point, I realized that not only is that not sustainable, but it also leaves out a huge part of who I am, which is the human element. And that's no good, because you are the most connectable thing in your business. One thing I want to make clear is that you aren't only a creator of content, you're also a content curator. A lot of people get into a sales mindset with their content. They feel like they have to make everything about brand, brand, brand. Sell, sell, sell. Everything has to be at a professional level, professional video, professional sound, professional graphics, etc. They have to create professional level content for a professional space, right? That means it's about company principles and company branding. Except that deprives you of authenticity. Some amount of very high level professional content certainly doesn't hurt. But that type of content isn't authentic, and it's not sustainable. It's also worth recalling the main advice I heard from a top recruiter I coached. He'd signed over 85 people in the last year or so. And what he said was that building his personal brand was what made all the difference in attracting so much high-level talent. Remember, your personal brand is far more powerful to recruiting than your company brand will ever be. So it stands to reason that personal content will be a more powerful recruiting tool than company content can be. So how do you build a personal brand? Content curation, rather than content creation. This is important in part because you need to be posting to social media very, very consistently. In an ideal world, that would mean 3 to 5 posts on each platform every day. Since this isn't an ideal world though, and since recruiting leaders often have a lot of other duties on their plates, I want you to shoot for at least 1 post per day on each platform that you use. That still sounds like a lot, right? But 1. You don't have to create all of that content. You just have to curate it. 2. Create your content box. Fill a box with your favorite movies, your favorite books, things that you love. That way, when you sit down to write, you just have to write about the first thing your eyes land on. Pro tip. Track your ideas using tools like Evernote or your phone's notes app. You can even create shortcuts that can automatically be added to a Trello board. 3. It doesn't have to be perfect. Very polished and perfect content tends to require a lot of time and effort to create. I have a lot of experience, and I'm passionate about my company, but coming up with new content every day can be a task. And anybody who manages a team or has kids knows, taking the time to put on a suit and film with a camera crew is next to impossible. This type of content is also not very human, because humans are imperfect. We don't always connect with seeing someone at their most polished and most professional. A content curator understands that the content is there, and that they just need to capture it. An example, when my kids were young, they were constantly coming up with funny and cute phrases. A short video of them being their silly selves is content that humanizes me and will connect with people. It didn't take any time to create, because it was already there. The effort of recording a 5-year-old is way lower than the effort of renting a studio, and it also demonstrates my biggest why, which is my family. Now, is this content perfect? Of course not, but that's exactly why people will connect with it. This principle goes beyond videos as well. 4C recently helped a client recognize a great story from his regular everyday life and encouraged him to type it up and post it on his LinkedIn. He didn't come across perfectly in this story. It was about a time his wife called him out on some less than stellar behavior. He wrote a quick post about it, added one of the many random pictures he already had of him and his wife just hanging out, and ended on a note of how grateful he was to have someone in his corner who wasn't afraid to shoot straight with him. That post went viral within his circle. As of this writing, the post had 96 comments and over 1,000 likes, when this client had about 2,500 connections. People really connected with it. It didn't feature a professional photo. It didn't mention his business or work at all. It was a story about him failing, and it probably took only a couple of minutes to type up the story and find a good picture in his camera roll. However, this post demonstrated this client's why, his family, alongside one of his core values, accountability, and it did that through a funny story about human people. People connect way more with flaws than they ever will with a company logo. But how do we craft personal stories into effective posts? An easy exercise is to think of any story that starts with, "I remember." Whatever must have come to mind is something that you remember and that resonates with you. For instance, I might say, "I remember in 2007, which was a tough time for a lot of people." Do some quick brainstorming around "I remember" statements. What do you remember? What memories are sticking out to you? Is there one in particular that feels like something you could craft into a short post? Exercise. Sort out some story thoughts. "I remember." "I remember the first time when." "I remember my first job where." "I remember the time I first learned that." "I remember when I first met someone very important to me." Now that you have some memories, look toward the present day and document, document, document. Whatever happens, take note. For instance, "I got a cool email today. We had a team meeting today and something weird happened. I had a great conversation today." Every day, stories are happening to you and around you. Share them. Why are stories so important? They connect with our emotions, and people make decisions that go with their gut more easily than their brain. Our emotions will decide something almost within seconds, but our brain will try to debate and logic things out. You want connections and recruits to be thinking emotionally when they read your content. That's what leads someone to make the decision to make a change, and you could be that change for them. In content curation, stories are at the heart of the process. If you're living true to the vision, values, and why that drive you, then you'll always be surrounded by stories, pictures, videos, and content that will demonstrate who you are. Keep in mind that curated content does not always have to be personal either. You can curate content by listening to podcasts, reading books, watching TED Talks, or anywhere else you get ideas and inspiration. One of my all-time favorite books is Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon, which has some of the most valuable advice. Steal like an artist. Don't rob your favorite podcaster, but let them inspire you and build on the ideas you hear. And that's content curation as well. Just as a museum curator selects art pieces and displays them to tell a story, you will find inspiration from many sources to tell your story. With that in mind, here are some more quick exercises. List your 5 favorite movies. List your 5 favorite books. What is an interesting concept or idea you learned online recently? What's a fun fact you learned from someone recently? As you are curating your content, a trick you can use as you are writing it is to make it evergreen. Evergreen. Noun. Ideas and/or content that stand the test of time. "I'm at capacity today, but need to post content. Last year, I created a great post about leadership. Since it's evergreen, I can reuse it." Evergreen simply means ideas and content that can be used and reused any day, month, year, or season. In other words, This type of content doesn't have to be tied to a specific date like Christmas or Halloween. This type of content is great to have on hand because you can slot it onto social media at any time, and it can be reused to help fill out your posting schedule. When you're scheduling posts far ahead of time, which will help you stay consistent even when things get busy, then you want this evergreen content to fill out your need. You don't want to write a post about your birthday only to have it go up months later. Because of this, it's helpful to have a backlog of evergreen posts and ideas to put into your social media scheduler. It's helpful to review content that you've already created that's tied to a specific time and revise it to be evergreen. Ask yourself, what aspects of this post ties it to that moment in time? Is it just the tense that you wrote in? Is it how you phrased your opening sequence? It often comes down just changing one or two phrases. For example, last night, last week, this weekend, my 7-year-old. To make these posts evergreen, focus instead on using more generic terms like recently or leaving out details like ages or dates. So, for example, you could change, this past weekend, my 7-year-old daughter, Emma, drew this cartoon. 2. My daughter Emma once drew this cartoon. And remember, the best content pieces to reuse as evergreen content are your memories and stories that you've connected back to your core values. If you start a post with, when I was 10, then it becomes evergreen. That memory continues to impact you in the present day. Once you have a set collection of evergreen content to work with, you can use scheduling tools to help re-queuing, scheduling your recycled content in advance easier. This will help keep your messages consistent and save you time so you can spend it with the people who matter most to you. As we exit this sea, remember, you are radically human and an attractive leader. You just need to communicate that to your audience. Posting regularly. Whether you use a marketing service or you do it yourself, in order to successfully attract the right people, you have to post to social media regularly. It doesn't have to be your new 9-to-5, but it does need to be a commitment. And in order for it to be a commitment, it has to become a priority. We always protect what is a priority to us. So, you need to make social media a priority, and you need to make it sustainable. Just posting consistently for 90 days will not change your career. Committing to eating healthy and daily workouts for 90 days, only to stop right after that, won't do much for us in the long run either. Neither will planting a seed and only watering it for a week. Remember, if the level of commitment is too hard, it's not sustainable. If the workouts are too strenuous, the body will begin to break down. If the food regimen is too limiting, it's just a matter of time before we go back to our old eating habits. Moral of the story. Find a system that works for you in the long run. This is not a short-term practice. It's a business plan for long-term success. Several companies I've worked with experience 45 to 50% no-shows from successful salespeople once a meeting is scheduled. In my coaching, I've directly seen, time and time again, that when a leader is active in social media, it not only reduces the number of no-shows, it reduces it significantly. This makes sense. If I find out that I'm going to have a meeting with you and I look you up and see you're active in social media as a dynamic leader, it actually accelerates me. It influences me to be willing to show up at a higher rate because you showed up at a higher rate. Your presence on social media also influences whether people accept your offer or someone else's offer. It's certainly a huge piece of the recruiting puzzle. And this all comes back to our systems. In order to be consistent and efficient, we need to have a system in place. I will next identify some tools and techniques I use to help me with my systems in a digital environment. They should help you to be consistent and, in time, ramp up your content.